what about September? Was it warmer than usual?
Yeah, so we can look at this a few different ways. I'll step through each of those in turn. So starting with the average maximum daily high. So for this year, the average max was 22.5 degrees Celsius. And we can compare that to the normal, the climatological normal. So the average daytime max should be about 17.8. So 4 to 5 degrees warmer for the daytime max. Similarly, for the average daytime low, this year it was 7.5. For September, it should be about 5.5, so again, above. So when all things are taken into consideration, it is definitely warmer than normal this year.
Do you know why?
There's a lot of different things that come into play. We don't have a de facto, this is definitely the reason, but there's certain things that have been occurring globally with climate change. We have that as a contributing factor at the very least. This was a transitioning La Nina year, so there are some times where that can help to inhibit the amount of cloud cover, inhibit the amount of precipitation, which can lead to warmer overall days. So lots of things could come into play. We don't have an absolute one reason that we can give.
So we can't say that that'll be typical now for September.
We can't say that it's going to be every year is warmer than the average, but with climate change and the tendencies that are forecast to occur over the coming decades, there's a higher potential for more warmth.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to this?
I guess we can take a look at precipitation as well. Okay. So it was actually fairly near normal precipitation-wise. So we had a few days here and there with higher amounts. So overall, we had a total at the airport of 85.2 millimeters. And that's almost exactly where it should be. The climatological norm is 81.7 millimeters. So few above, so well within the range of normal.